Nu!
Yes, this is Micha Kat with a follow-up about the Kinahan Mafia coverage, in which I show how the Dutch government was partly responsible for the creation of the most violent and most powerful drugs gang in Europe, in the world, maybe even. And in this update now, I want to shed a light on the killing of Peter R. de Vries, because this is also completely connected with the Kinahan Mafia, the KOCG it is called, the Kinahan Organized Crime Group. I mentioned Peter R. Also in my report yesterday in connection to Mink Kok. I will come to talk about that a little bit later. But the crux of the matter here is that the Moco Mafia and Tagi were basically a division of the Kinahan Organized Crime Group, and Peter R. de Vries was an advisor to this Moco Mafia group in the person of Nabil Bey. I will now present two quotes of the book of Nicola Tallent. I mentioned her before, and this is, I think this is not known in the Netherlands. It says here on page 299, the wedding of Daniel Kinahan in the Burj Al Arab luxury seven-star hotel in May 2017 in Dubai, I guess that is, became a focus point for investigators. The trials have heard happening as Dutch police began to investigate claims by a witness called Nabil Bey, who linked underworld mobsters Tagi, El Rico and caged assassin Nawil Fassi, who had been arrested in Ireland in a Kinahan safe house a year previously. So then we are directly in the group of Nabil Bey, and on the same page it says Tagi became the chief suspect of the organization of the murder of lawyer Dirk Wiersum, who was representing the crown witness Nabil Bey, a former member of Tagi's outfit who turned state witness. Wiersum was assassinated outside his home. A year previously, Nabil Bey's brother Redouan was also murdered in an effort to intimidate the witness. In July 2021, famous journalist Peter R. de Vries, who was acting as an advisor to Nabil Bey, was also shot on the streets of Amsterdam and has since died. So this is, I think, maybe the real way to interpret the murder on Peter Bey. It is what way exactly is hard to say, but it has to do with the Irish Mafia, with the Kinahan group, and of course also the Dutch government is implicated along this line, because I showed how they were present at the birth of the Kinahan crime group. And I think that the complete treatment of the case of the murder of Peter R. de Vries, I don't know exactly what happened, but it was completely manipulated by the government. That's my opinion, so then I'm talking about the investigation and the prosecution. I already mentioned Mink Kok, and this is also very stunning, because what is said on the same book on page 219, I will now again quote. It says, the account, that is some Twitter account that is mentioned, had spent three separate newsletters out on private messaging systems detailing a story that a car owned by gangster Mink Kok was central to the shooting of Jamie Moore, and claiming it as evidence that Gary Hutch had butched the murder of Daniel Kinahan that night. Kok was a longtime associate of Christy Kinahan Sr., that is the founder of the Kinahan crime group, but was jailed in Lebanon after a drug bust which saw Kok size more than 50 kilos of cocaine. So that is a stunning proof that not only in the IRT times, that is starting 1995 or maybe even earlier, maybe even 1990, but it went, the Dutch connections with this group went along all in the 2000s and even in the 2020s maybe with Peter R. de Vries. And then there's another interesting quote concerning Mink Kok here. It says, officials believe that Daniel Kinahan, he is now the leader of the Kinahan group, had taken advantage of Mink Kok's misfortune when he found himself in jail in Lebanon, and he had poached his suppliers after his bagman was shot in Marbella. Just like like his father has picked over the bones of John Gilligan's empire. So here it says that Daniel Kinnan took over the empire of Ming Kok after he was imprisoned. So this is all very strong proof about the complete connection and the intertwining of the Dutch Mafia, Moco Mafia and Kinnan Group. But I must strongly stress that the Kinnan Group, that is explained in the book, please order the book on Amazon, Clash of the Clans by Nicola Tallant, and you can read it for yourself, that the Kinnan Group is on the top of the pinnacle. They are calling the shots, big time. Also on the Moco Mafia, Tagi was a subdivision of the Kinnan Group. That is very important here to stress. And then there's one stunning thing that I have to finish with, but because this is also my personal involvement in the whole story, which comes to light a little bit right now, and that is even more stunning. I remember I told you that Kinnan Senior, the founder of the group, even learned Dutch, the Dutch language, to make it more easy to communicate with his suppliers of drugs. It says now on page 292 that the same person, this founder, this Killag Senior, was there was a connection made on a certain account with a Dutch lady. And this refers to, says the book, the Dutch lady he wrote with more than a hint of sarcasm, Jacqueline Johanna Kallenbach. A journalist tracked her down to Amsterdam, to her Amsterdam home, after unearthing her marriage papers. She was married, this Dutch woman, Jacqueline Kallenbach, to the founder of the Kinnan clan, with the nickname Dapper Don. While the Dapper Don was big news at the time, the exposure of Kallenbach as his secret wife had seemed very random, as he has countless relationships, ex-partners and girlfriends, many of whom he had children with. But the pair Kinnan Kallenbach had wed in Surrey in 2001, and together had operated tanning and beauty shops as well as a car dealership and construction firm, but they had split in 2007. A year later, Kallenbach had married a notorious Dutch killer, Louis Hageman, who had been sentenced to life in prison for the 1985 murder of Corinna Bolhaar and her two children. Well, I know this Jacqueline Kallenbach quite well, in fact, because she was part of our group. That was maybe 10 years ago when we started to making videos about Demmink with Erik Donk at that time. Jackie, as we called her then, was part of our group. She operated with us. And she also, at that time, she had a website where she proved that her, at that time, husband, Louis Hageman, was completely innocent on the murder of Corinna Bolhaar, which was a very, very dirty case. Of course, the details I don't remember anymore now, but what I do remember is that Hageman was completely innocent and that Peter R. de Vries, again, was very much connected to this case. Very much. It is a very, very stinking case. So again, there's a link with the whole Demmink pedophilia situation. And it is now, of course, completely stunning for me to read that this woman, Jackie Hageman, who was in fact a very nice person, as far as I can remember, very intelligent and very nice to be with, was married to the founder of the Kinnan Group. Yeah, I just report about all this. So, where does this leave us? I don't know. This is also up to you to decide. But we now have a pattern where from the 90s, even also already, no, maybe much earlier, with the, maybe also the Heineken abduction already in 1983, was already connected to the Irish Mafia. So it went all along, maybe until this day, I would not be surprised. Of course, there's much more to say. I just told you everything I know right now. Maybe there's more to come, because there's all kind of people here that know a lot about this situation and that also put me on this track. But I try to verify everything, so I'm very happy that I can verify everything with this book. Please order it again. It's very interesting to read it. Clash of the Clans by Nicola Tallant. Which basically is about the Netherlands for a very big part. And again, it's always worse than we thought that it was with the the murder on Maarten van Tra, which is of course the one of the key events in Dutch history, as far as I'm concerned. But okay, thank you very much, and I hope to talk to you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.